I see here you have a patient who had a FLT3 ITD mutation, a 70-year-old man. Maybe you can briefly present him and talk about what happened with him.
He's a very interesting gentleman who I have had the pleasure of treating for now close to 8 years, which is something people would always find amazing in a patient with FLT3 mutation. Also, this gentleman initially had only NPM1 mutation when he first presented. He received induction therapy and consolidation, achieved a remission, which lasted about 2 to 3 years. Then, in his first relapse, he developed ITD mutation, and he was treated on a clinical trial of chemo plus FLT3 inhibitor and achieved a second remission, which lasted another several years, and then relapsed. And at that time, we did not have either quizartinib or gilteritinib trials open, so he was treated with azacitidine plus venetoclax plus sorafenib, and he has now achieved a third remission that has lasted close to a year and ongoing. And again, this is an illustration that even in the elderly population, we are now managing acute leukemia, even FLT3 mutated acute leukemia, with great success, which is not something we could say 10 years ago.
How did he tolerate the azacitidine, venetoclax, and sorafenib?
He's tolerated very well. He's now on his cycle number 9 or 10, something like that, and generally has tolerated without many major problems. He gets rashes with sorafenib, and they're manageable with topical steroids. He hasn't had any issues with myelosuppression because I only use 2 weeks of venetoclax, and he's certainly tolerated azacitidine without any major issues.